Addressing journalists while announcing a $100,000 Royal Netherlands Embassy sponsorship deal for Zimbabwe's participation at that country's forthcoming international travel and holiday fair, Tourism and Acting Environment Minister Walter Muzembe said Zimbabwe has an overpopulation of elephants and selling them is one way of reducing their numbers. Muzembe said the international lobby against Zimbabwe's sale of baby elephants was just cheap politicking.
It does look like a lot of politicking at face value from the initial reports that I have received. Clearly, it is not a secret that our habitat is not designed to carry too many elephants in its environment now, as it were. We have an overpopulation of elephants.
Muzembe said the sale of the elephants to countries that offer appropriate habitats was in line with international treaties, adding the money raised would be used for animal conservation purposes. He said the other way to deal with elephant overpopulation was through handing trophies, but noted that the country could not go that route after the United States issued an executive order banning the importation of elephant trophies from Zimbabwe last year.
We appear hamstrung by the executive orders arising out of the U.S., which are in effect sanctions against the country, and yet we are supposed to raise money. Conservation should look after itself from its own proceeds. That's really the philosophy.
The minister said he would respond to all those who have petitioned the nation, urging Zimbabwe to stop the elephant exports, and admitted that the negative publicity on these issues is harming tourism. Meanwhile, Muzembe commended the Netherlands government for supporting tourism in the country, saying the sponsorship for Zimbabwe to participate in its international trade fair next week would enhance Zimbabwe's marketing drive in Europe.
And as we celebrate the manifestation of this positive engagement with the government of the Netherlands, we want to make a clarion call to other European countries to emulate the good example set by the government and Kingdom of the Netherlands.
Netherlands Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Gerard Schneller, expressed hope that participating at a country's biggest travel and holiday fair would bring more tourists to the Southern African country.
It will support Zimbabwe, it will support the tourist sector here, but it will also support Dutch business in the Netherlands. And that is what we're looking for. We're looking for win-win situations.
She said the sponsorship was made possible under a country's new approach of supporting the private sector. Zimbabwean tourism operators would exhibit at the fair, which begins on the 13th of January. Thereafter, they would have roadshows in Netherlands and Belgium to market Zimbabwe as a tourist destination. But Muzembe said all these efforts would come to naught if Zimbabwe does not align its tourism prices to regional standards.
This year, if we don't begin to fix the issue of pricing, we'll continue to sell the destination, we'll sell the weather is no price, okay? But the actual product, which is the hotel room that the tourists will come into, will still be out of sync with international trends, will still be out of sync with regional trends.
He said issues like tourism charges and value-added tax on tourist arrivals and accommodation was making Zimbabwe an expensive destination. Muzembe said it was puzzling that when the price of fuel was going down globally, in Zimbabwe it remained high, adding he would discuss the issue with Energy Minister Samuel Undenge. This, he said, was affecting tourism seriously as one of the international airlines that had returned to Zimbabwe after years of absence, KLM Airlines, pulled out last year over the high cost of Jet A1 fuel. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.